Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. On the show with us this evening, we've got Avatar singer Johannes with us. How are you?
I'm doing gloriously well. In the name of the King, thank you very much. How are you?
I'm doing great. We are celebrating the release of the latest Avatar album, Avatar Country. It's out now, and it focuses on hope and strength, which is a complete turnaround from the last album. What led to such a different message?
Well, in one way, I think it's a very natural thing for any band to do that. You know, once you did A, you want to do B. Once if you did something, you painted something blue, next painting you want it to be red because you're done with blue for a while. So, and that is, that I think is part always of, if not all bands, many bands, journey forward. It's just that you, whatever you end up doing, you absolutely don't want to do what you just did. But in this case also, because Feathers of Flesh, as you said, it was a story about failure, fear, loss, death. It was very dark and very sad, really. Sadness was a big part of it. And it was a piece of fiction. So this is a reaction against all that when we instead decide to speak the truth, open the borders, Avatar Country, tell people the truth of the nature of our king. And thus, since the album is a celebration of our king, it naturally becomes, like I say, about hope, strength, life, really. It's way more, it's a heavy metal celebration this time around, at least compared to what we've done in the past. And, you know, they had some heavy passages anyway. But in the name of the king, let's celebrate.
Johannes from Avatar is my guest on the show tonight. We're talking about the new Avatar album, which is called Avatar Country. It's out now, and here's a tune from it, A Statue of the King. Full Metal's Jackie, we've got Avatar singer Johannes with us tonight, celebrating the release of the latest Avatar album, Avatar Country. And the word king appears in the title of every song on Avatar Country. What's significant about kings to the overall concept of the album?
Well, I think it speaks for itself that we are celebrating our mighty, the king of Avatar Country, who is a glorious king indeed. So glorious that he has 7 solos in the first song. And there are so many aspects to this king, that there are so many different ways of telling his story and so many aspects of him that you do need a full album. So that is why, yes, you're right, we have glory to our king, legend of the king, king after king, King's Harvest, King Speaks, or my personal favorite title, Silent Songs of the King Part 1, Winter Come When the King Dreams of Snow. Because there's just so much to him.
Johannes from Avatar is with me again. We are celebrating the release of the new Avatar album, Avatar Country, which is out there now. Quick break. Up next, we'll be hearing music from Slayer. Plus, Jamie Josta will be checking in for Josta's weekly pick from The Pit. We're going to have Johannes pick music. It is all coming up, so stick around. Lives Matter! No Lives Matter from Body Count. If you're wondering why the voice of the newscaster in that song sounds familiar, it is because it is yours truly. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Johannes from Avatar on the show with us tonight talking about the new Avatar album, Avatar Country, your second concept album in a row. Why is the concept album format so comfortable for this band?
Well, first and foremost, the whole idea when we did Feathers and Flesh was that it was not comfortable to do it. We didn't know how to do one or what it meant to write within a very, you know, a locked-in concept, which was the original reason why we did so. Then I heard that from the more progressive world of music, that is kind of a cliche almost, that once you start doing concept albums, it's hard to stop. And this wasn't meant to be a concept album, again, until we realized that the time was right for people to find out about our king. Because we had been hinting at the existence of our country. I've been hinting about the position of our king and within the kingdom. For instance, in the New Line music video, you do see the Avatar Country flag, and you did see it on stage. Well, we had always, if you look in booklets of earlier albums, you saw you would see that every thank you list there, you know, where you give thanks to people, and on the last page, as you tend to do, they always gave special thanks to kungen, and kungen is Swedish for the king. So that is what it's just the nature of our king and the timing of it all, and what we have now felt the urge to do, kind of forced us to do something that essentially is a concept album for the second time in a row. But I do not believe that the next album will be one. I believe that it will be important to now break that pattern, because doing a concept album broke the pattern of what we did before, and that is always what it's all about for us. We don't want to repeat ourselves. We don't want to write the same song or the same album twice. So it's all about finding new angles, new way of casting light on what we're doing.
Full Metal Jacket, Johannes from Avatar is my guest on the show, Avatar Country. The new Avatar album is out now. Coming up this hour, we'll be hearing from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. We've also got music from Testament, Motorhead, and more with Johannes. Full Metal Jacket, we've got Avatar singer Johannes with us on the show tonight. And we're talking about Avatar Country, and it really showcases your vocal flexibility. What dictated the way you approached singing different songs on this album?
Well, first, thank you very much. I think that there are a couple of things happening. The first thing, it goes back again to the idea that let's not write the same song twice, and therefore I just, by one way of making sure that the melodies are somewhat new is to, of course, push my style of singing or the range I'm using or whatever in directions into places where I haven't been, then it's physically impossible that I would sound the same as on a previous album because I am somewhere else range wise. And then as we are doing metal, I think I realized this from having, you know, growing up having played in orchestras, trombone player, or in different kind of ensembles in school while learning music and stuff, that a very important aspect of a genre like metal is the physicality of it, which translates into how we feel when we listen to metal. There's a reason we want to headbang, or why people enjoy listening to metal at the gym, that they get pumped up or whatever. There's something visceral and very physical in the music that comes from, in a huge part, that the performance is physical. We don't, you know, we all love shredding guitars, and it's not necessarily because it's so impressive, which it is, but there's a physicality to that that serves metal. And that's the same with the style of every great metal vocalist, that we scream, we shout, we try to hit those extra high notes. You know, there's all those things that become really trademarks of metal musical performance. They are there for a reason, and that physicality I want to keep on achieving, because as soon as I have, you know, written something in a way that I push my limits, once you've been touring on those limits for a year, and that have become a bit that becomes easier to do live, then I feel this need to just reach for the new heights, to push myself towards the next thing that is hard for me to do, and thus reintroducing that physicality over and over to the music.
Johannes from Avatar is with us. Quick break. Up next, though, we'll be hearing from a Grammy winner in the metal category. Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Coming up next, also new music from Machine Head and more, of course, with Johannes of Avatar. Full Metal Jacket, Johannes from Avatar is my guest on the show tonight. Avatar Country is out now. And you've always been very conscious of the importance of theatrics to music. How will theatrics be used to present Avatar Country on tour?
Well, it becomes interesting when, again, we operate in reality in a different way than we have in the past, especially with Feathers, again, with Feathers and Flesh, that now when it's the real deal and it's a real king, suddenly the concert is a state visit. And I remember having when I saw that old Harrison Ford movie, Air Force One, stuck with me, the thing how, you know, when they save the president from the airplane at the end and he goes on another plane, that other aircraft becomes Air Force One because the president is on it. And it's kind of similar in Avatar Country, that when the king enters a venue, that becomes the royal castle, the house of the king of Avatar Country. And therefore, it's very important this time to really bring people a slice of life from Avatar Country with us. It should be like crossing the borders into our land, our world, and our king's world. So that affects, number one, is some of the most ambitious stage builds at this time, because it needs to be worthy of a king. And yes, we did bring our king's throne with us this time. So it's extra royal. And then about theatrics in general, it's always this... when it comes to theatrics in general, for our in what we're doing, it's important always that it start and end in the music, and what we and that the theatrics, the visualization, is always an extension of what we are expressing musically, and which is when you say we've always been into the theatrics. Yeah, we started to be into the theatrics once we found a way to have those things make sense with the music. It's all about, it's important that it all communicates the same thing, is that it all points in the same direction. You cannot just put any outfit on any band and think that it will work. My favorite example of a failed one was when I saw band photos of Queensryche in I think it was the Operation Mindcrime booklet, and it never made sense to me, although I love the album.
Full Metal Jackie Johannes from Avatar with us. Pick up the new album, Avatar Country. Johannes, always a pleasure to chat with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Always a pleasure to talk to you. And glory to our king.
Full Metal Jackie. We've got more metal on the way.